Blog Talk Radio.
To put that on because it's hot like fire up in here. Gotta be honest, it was hard for me to, I was hoping I was going to be able to get the show up on time because the football game is ridiculous. The Chiefs and the Bills, three different touchdowns in the last 2 minutes or whatever. It was going crazy, so I had to get everything done. But we're here live at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all of this information. And of course, you know, usually Maddie and I have meeting on Sunday, but we had it on Saturday because there's so many changes to the big show. There's so many different things happening. So we'll talk about it in the opening, but forgive me, please, to my sponsors and to Maddie. I have all their commercials and everything written up. I have no idea what I did with it. I got so much junk everywhere. I've been cleaning the garage and taking care of stuff. And we did a live broadcast from Metroflex last week, and a lot of my papers got moved around. So, you know, for the people listeners, don't forget to go check out Paul's Photo. Paul's Photo, of course, your number one stop shop for everything, video, photography, still photography, as well as video. Make sure you check them out. Paul's Photo is located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. If you want to check it out or you need some information, you can call Mark at 310-375-7014, or you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Paul's Photo was included in the meeting because I don't know if they sent a representative last show to get some still pictures and some audio and everything, because I haven't seen anything. If they did, it hasn't been out yet, so we have to get with them to check it out. So that we talked about it in the meeting. We have a VIP section for them, so Paul, Mark, if you're listening out there, get your people down there, man. We'll make sure we take care of them. So them as well as Yards After Contact. Don't forget Yards After Contact Printing and Apparel Services. Not only do they have all the custom UWC shirts and all the apparel they put out, but of course the custom cornhole boards that are off the chain. Make sure you check out Yards After Contact. Yards After Contact, I don't know when they, hopefully they're going to come down to the show too. So we got spots for both of them. So maybe they can bring some of their stuff so you can see it. We need to do a live broadcast or a live appearance so that you can see the custom cornhole boards for the United Wrestling Council, because they're off the chain. So make sure you check out Yards After Contact. So anyways, as everybody knows, we've been steadily working on the big show coming up on February 27th for the people listening to us here. It's UWC Rise and Fall. It's Sunday, February 27th. It's at Metroflex 2.0, which is located at 12551 East Carson Street in the city of Hawaiian Gardens. The doors open at 1:30. First match is going to be at 2 o'clock. $20 for adults, $10 for kids. There is a VIP package available. I don't know if it's up on the website yet. I didn't talk to Manny about that yesterday. Sorry about that, Manny. So we'll make sure we get that up. And as soon as we do, and if everything's good to go, I will direct you to the website. I know you can buy your tickets on there now, but we'll make sure, see if we have those VIP packages coming. So make sure you check that out. On the show with us today, hey, I had to have Príncipe León on here. He's coming from Vegas. Like I was talking about earlier on a lot of my couple of different podcasts that I have, as I'm getting older, I don't take as many bookings as I used to or whatever. If I could do one a month, I'd be so happy or whatever. 2 months killing me. But anyways, we got to go down to Pride Style Wrestling out there in Vegas, and one of the few people who really stood out to me was Príncipe León, only because he was like the sole luchador in a whole pro wrestling show or whatever. So I said, hey, man, you know, I talked to Manny. He said, hey, this kid's pretty good. I think if we put him against such and such, it's going to be pretty. He said, let's bring him. Let's call him up, see what it takes. Let's get him down here. So he's booked on this big show, but he will actually be down here next weekend, because I think he's working for an ASCW or something like that. But it's going to be close. It's going to be Adelo Jiu-Jitsu, which is in the city of Stanton. So we'll give you all the information on that when he comes on. We'll talk to him a little bit about that, and then we're going to talk to him about Destination 6, because they had a big show out there. And then we'll talk to him about our show, because we had to move a few things around. So it's a different – it's going to be a different match for him over there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, because some of the switch up that we did. So after that, we're going to have AJ Mana on with us. It's funny because, you know, I talk to him a lot, and I've been calling him AJ Mana forever. I guess it's the Spanish or the Mexican in me or whatever. He's like, dude, it's AJ Mana. He goes, because Mana means bread or something like that. So make sure you say AJ Mana. So AJ Mana is going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit. I talk to him a lot, but we're going to talk to him a little bit about, you know, because he's been training at the Metroflex that we're talking about, and he's been training some other people's strength and conditioning. So I want to talk a little bit about that, but I want to talk about making it to the big time. There's few people, like the only person that I can remember that I've seen is Brody King. And I'm like, dude, that guy's got something there. I think he's going to do really well. And of course, Joey Case is like, yeah, man, well, you know, the guy's awesome. So when I see AJ and we start, you know, there's a few things, that we don't have to be really divulged on this show, where some people actually came down to take a look at them, you know, and I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of different things that it takes to get there, you know, to stand out and for people to take a good look at you and say, hey, yeah, man, I think we want to bring this guy in or whatever. So I'm going to talk to him a little bit about that because, you know, honestly, that's what he's been working towards. I don't know for sure because he does have some MMA stuff going, but then people start noticing and it just takes one or two people to notice. The next thing you know, you're there like within a couple of days. So I want to talk to him a little bit about that, like professionalism and what it takes to get in there and stuff like that. So I get to get his ideas and the background and stuff on it. And then to wrap it up, man, I was home yesterday. I had so much going on because I got tons of stuff going. I can't even begin to tell you, but I got to watch the prelims for the UFC, and Chad George and Josh Barnett brought down this kid that fought. The fight was supposed to take place a couple of times. His name is Victor Henry. And, you know, I'm going to talk to, when I get Chad on here, I'm going to talk a little bit about the commentary. I want to see if they listen to the commentary when they rewatch the fight or whatever, or if they even pay attention to it, because I do a lot as an, you know, announcer, commentator, whatever. And it seems like it's just a lot of violence. I'm looking at my thing here. There's a lot of biasness or what, oh, this guy's so great and blah, blah. But this kid turned the whole commentary. You know, it's like, hey, they're like, wow, this kid's really got something here, man. He sure is doing this right. And it's totally changed. It just seems like they should really just be calling the fight instead of, for lack of a better term, taking sides. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, great. He's a big favorite or whatever. This guy's an underdog or whatever. But it just seemed like, you know, it's kind of like the judges, you know, they see a little punch here or something and they take it as something huge and they just run with it. Or if the guy takes him down but he doesn't do nothing, they take him down, and, you know, just because the crowd got a big pop out of it, they lean towards the judges or whatever on that. So I'm going to talk to him a little bit about that. And, of course, Chad's always got stuff going on. I'm going to talk to him a little bit about combat jiu-jitsu, some of the jiu-jitsu tournaments, because I'm addicted to Flow Grappling. Flow Grappling has so much good stuff in there, because like we try to do here at this show, they show a lot of behind the scenes, what it takes to get there. Gordon Ryan, he's going to go against Wagner Rocha, and they showed both camps, you know, getting up early, and you know, it's a whole thing now. You know, you got to have strength and conditioning and everything. So I want to talk to Chad George about that and just get his thoughts on the different type of, you know, since he is combat jiu-jitsu champion and he owns his own gym and he's got a family, he's got kids, what it takes to put all that together to even get to where you want to be. So let me take a quick break. I'm gonna see if Principe Leon is ready. If he's ready, we'll get him on here. If not, we'll talk a little bit more and then we'll bring him on. But for right now, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Man, sorry about that for the people. That's why I took a little bit longer on that break, because I did put up, for the people who can hear me or whatever, I did put back up on the Facebook the link to get to the thing. I did a space in between, so that's what screwed everybody up. So we'll make sure, if you get a chance, check it out. Let's get Principe Leon on here so they can do that. Also, you know, I should always, they always say, what do you call it, that I should put the number up here, and I never do. I don't know why.
Please leave your message for
702666.
Whoa! Maybe that was bestiest. Say. Let me try again here. Hopefully I got the right number down. Looks like I do. I'll put the...
Hello?
Hey, Principe Leon, it's me, Fabiano. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, man, I had to take a little bit extra time on the thing, because what I did was I screwed up and I put a little space in between, you know, to get to, because it's www.blogtalkradio.com/United Wrestling Council. And what happened was I put a little space in there, and that just screwed everything up. But now on your timeline or whatever, on the comments, I put in there the link that'll get you straight to it. So for Duke Lawrence and them who were checking it out, I put it on there. Hopefully they can hear. So you know what? Real quick, for the people listeners, you're here. You're at United Wrestling Council Radio. Make sure you check it out. You can go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. And I'm talking to Principe Leon. I'm going to get to him in just a second here because I got so much going on. But I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to give that call-in number again real quick for the people listening to us. If you want to call in, if you got any questions for myself or Principe Leon, because he's such a busy man, he's got so much going. Are you actually at a show right now, Principe Leon?
No, I'm actually home celebrating, getting the Rookie of the Year from D6 just yesterday.
I saw that, and I saw what was going on over there. But real quick, I gotta bring somebody else on with us real quick. Hang on, Principe Leon, because I want to talk a little bit about that and a little bit more. So hang on real quick.
Okay.
It's AJ.
Hello?
Hey, AJ, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I thought, were you going to be able to do the whole 45 minutes? That's why I said 7:30, because I thought you only had 15 minutes. Are you going to be able to stay on for a while?
Oh, 7:30. Okay. So you want to do it at 7:30?
Yeah, I'm going to call you back at 7:30.
Okay, cool.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you then.
All right.
How about that, Principe Leon? We just do everything on the air. Like, that's what happens when it's live. You know what I'm saying? But
hey, man.
Real quick, I got to tell you, in the opening, I don't know if you heard the opening or not, but
no, I wasn't able to, because I've been trying to hit up the link.
Yeah, see, that just screws everything up. And when Manny hears that, he's going to go, dude, you've been doing this for 40 years. What's wrong with you? But I'm going to be honest with you. I was watching the football games, and you know, when it's a whole different ball game when you got money on them. And all of them just went crazy. So the game was going into overtime, so I'm trying to get everything done or whatever. So that was totally my fault. So definitely, it's up there now. If they go on it now, they'll be able to see it in the comments. Or if they want to call in, you can dial 563-999-3016. Again, that's 563-999-3016 if you want to come on. But you know, I got to tell you, I want to talk a little bit about Destination 6, and I want to talk a little bit about, you got a show coming. You're actually going to be back out here in the California area for, is it ASCW? Is that what it is?
Yes. Southern California Wrestling.
Yes, I want to talk a little bit of that. But before we get into that, this is what I was saying in the opening, which sucks because I wish I could have, wouldn't have screwed it up. But, you know, I'm older now, and I don't take as many bookings as I used to. Well, that's been for a while. But anyways, I'll maybe do one show a month, if that, you know. But it's given me – what it has been is given me a lot of time to come to some of these shows and actually sit down and watch the whole show, because, you know, when you're working a show, you're all over the place trying to get ready and all that stuff. So – you know, we just happened to be out in Las Vegas because I was went to go meet the owner of On the Mat, who I worked for a while. We had a meeting. We're talking. And so my daughter said, look, let's go check out this Pride Style because we're friends with Dashade and all that. So, okay, yeah, let's go. So, you know, you watch it from a different perspective when you just get to sit there and watch the whole show. So when I saw Principe Leon, I said, man, this guy – he's got something here, but I would like to see him in a, you know, more of a lucha style match because it was mostly pro wrestling or whatever. So when I talked to Manny and I said, hey, you know, this kid's pretty good. I think if we put him against such and such, whatever, I think it's going to do really well. And he said, you know what, without hesitation, he said, bring him. He said, you know, give him a call, see what it takes or whatever. Let's get him down here. And I'm like, all right, cool. So that, what I'm the point I'm trying to make here, Príncipe León, is you never know. You know, you could do a show and, you know, because we didn't know each other or anything back then, but just for me seeing that show, I said, hey, I think this would be pretty good. So give me your thoughts on that, because a lot of these guys, and I go through this a lot as a booker because I work for a few different companies or whatever, you know, if there's not that many people there, they're going to mail it in, you know, as far as like their work rate or whatever, or they complain that they don't want to be first on the card. They don't, you know, just I get a lot of stuff like that. But this is what I'm telling you, too. When you're confident in your stuff and what you do, you don't worry about that. So give me your thoughts on that, because it doesn't matter. I mean, you go, you're going to give 100%, right?
Yes, sir. So when I started, I was almost the same way, but talking to vets, and the one vet that actually got to me was Gino Rivera.
Yeah.
I spoke to him, and he told me, look, show up, show out. It doesn't matter if you're the first match, the middle match. If, you know, if you're going to lose, you're going to win, whatever, just put on a show. And sometimes you might be the one getting booked instead of the guy that wins all the time. So I go out there, I put out my stuff, and by the grace of God, you were there, and look at me now. You're calling me, I'm getting booked more places, so I appreciate that.
And hopefully somebody will see you at that show and say, hey, look, man, if we put him up against this person, this is going to blow the roof off the place. And it just, you know, it could just snowball from there and keep going. Now, it's funny because it was going to be myself and the two Freddies against you. And I think it was you, Uncle Chaz, and somebody else. And I said, okay, I would like to see what this kid has. I'm going to put him with me, and because I want to work with them or whatever. But things completely changed. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff changed or whatever. So now we're putting you in the semi-main, and it's going to be yourself and Uncle Chaz versus Guy Cool and Hellman Rosecrown. So when I put that match out, a lot of people said, man, that should have been the match from the beginning. That would have been a way better match than what you had. I'm like, well, that's cool because we're going to give the people what they want. But first of all, are you familiar at all? I know you come down here every once in a while. Are you familiar at all with any of these guys like Uncle Chaz? I think you and Uncle Chaz working as a team is really going to do well. And going up against guys like Guy Cool and Hellman Rosecrown, which, for lack of a better term, are the lighter weight fighters. You know, because I'm three bills. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be basing a lot or whatever. But against these guys, are you familiar with any of these guys?
To be honest with you, no, because like I've barely got into the wrestling scene, the indies. So it's kind of like as I go through, I meet people, and you know, you got to make friends. You got to, you know, so but it's a good opportunity for me to meet more people in California, because I really want to work out there more.
And even better, because, you know, I meet Manny Pinson is the owner and the proprietor of the United Wrestling Council, and I usually meet with them every Sunday. We had to meet on Saturday this day, but we usually meet on Sunday. So when I talked to him, I said, look, I got to move this card around or whatever. And he said, hey, to me, Príncipe León and Uncle Chaz, if you put them against Hellman Rosecrown and Guy Cool, I think that's going to be – that's going to blow, like, what's the word they say, show stealer or the, you know, the whatever it's called or whatever. So we bumped it up to the semi. That's how much confidence that, you know, Manny and I had. So, yeah, I think you're right. You know, so that's how we put it together. So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people listeners, don't forget, if you want to come down and check out the show, it's going to be the United Wrestling Council. It's called Rise and Fall. It's Sunday, February 27th. It's at Metroplex 2.0. It's at 12551 East Carson Street in the city of Hawaiian Gardens. Doors open at 1:30. First match is at 2. If you want to go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com, you can get some more information there or whatever if you want to buy tickets. So we're definitely looking forward to that. The card shaped up to be a lot better, you know, than I had anticipated, you know, with all the lineup changes and everything. But so talking about that, you know, you just got finished working at Destination 6. Tell me a little bit about that. Is that where they have the six-sided ring, right?
Yeah, they got the six-sided ring. It's out there in Barstow, California, on Main Street. It's, man, Destination 6 is coming up from what people used to talk about, saying that it was a Let's be honest, like they used to say it was a shitty company and all that, but they're coming out, man. They're bringing good wrestlers. They're actually taking their time on the bookings and all that, and they're doing great. I love it. It's like a second home to me.
Yeah, you know, I talk to a lot of people that work out there. As a matter of fact, Drew Masters and I talk a lot, and he's telling me, you know, it's kind of like AAA. You know, AAA would go out to these little towns in deep in the heart of Mexico, and it would just be huge because, like, that's like the big thing going on. You know, there's no – the only other thing they have out there is a rodeo. So when the luchas would come out there, it would just be packed if that's the thing to do. So that's the kind of vibe I get from Destination 6 because it's, you know, for lack of a better term, it is kind of in the middle. You know, you're 2 hours from Vegas and you're 2 hours from L.A. It's right in the middle. So, you know, if it's something happening over there, I think that's the big draw. It's like, man, this is the big show or whatever. So it seems to be catching some steam and moving up in there. Now, did you wrestle – was it Noah O'Neill that you wrestled over there at Destination 6? Tell me how that went.
Yeah. I went pretty good, man. No O'Neill, he's a part of the family out there. And, you know, he got salty because I got Rookie of the Year, so I had to show him, you know, why I became Rookie of the Year. But, yeah, that goes pretty good, man. That was a good match.
He had a little haterism in his game.
Yeah, some little haterade.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's good because that gets your name out there or whatever and gets people knowing who you are. So as you progress further down here towards California, big show coming up at ASCW. It's going to be January 29th. It's at it's De La O Jiu-Jitsu, but I think they've renamed it something because there's so much wrestling going on over there now. I don't know if it's the training center it's called or whatever, but I know it is De La O Jiu-Jitsu. That's at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. I know it's Sweet J or whatever. And now, have you worked there before, Príncipe León?
I've worked there before for BEW, and yeah. I trained there before with Little Cholo.
Yeah, and you know, it's you know, I don't want to say COVID was a good thing for some people, but to be honest with you, it really was because I've known John De La O for years. I mean, and it took me forever to tell you that man has done more for me than anybody. He's got me a lot of work, and he got me in King of the Cage and Long Beach Fight Night, a whole bunch of different things, and he's been there forever. I mean, we're talking easily over 20 years. So when the COVID hit and they steadily started to come back, you had to do all your shows outside. So he was one of the few places in Orange County that would let you actually run a show as long as you ran it outside. So people started booking there, you know, and it just snowballed. And now it's huge. I mean, I would say there's at least three shows a month there. You know what I mean? So they know if there's a show coming over there, it's going to be huge because there's just so many people going over there. So with this ASCW coming over there, I guarantee a lot of people are going to come down and check that out. Now, tell me a little bit about this 8-man lucha tournament because that's all it said on there was 8-man lucha tournament. So is the show all lucha or is it just pro wrestling with this one lucha tournament?
To be honest, I got booked like last minute. So I guess Blood Eagle wasn't able to make it or something about his flight or something I saw.
Uh-huh.
But I got put in this match and, you know, I'm going against 7 other competitors. The only one I know is Mariachi Loco. The other guys, like I said, I'm getting new to knowing people and all that. So I'll be a good match.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's pretty cool. 8-man lucha tournament. Now, I'm old, dude. If I can make it through one show, I am like the king of the rest holds. I'm going to get you down. I'm going to put you in a rest hold, and we're going to keep moving. So back when I was younger, I used to be able to work a couple of matches in one show or like somebody's a show. So you might have to go maybe 3 times in this tournament. Like, you know, your first match, you win, second match, and then you go to the finals or whatever. So, you know, but tell me a little bit about that. Have you ever done that before? And second of all, does it matter?
Honestly, it doesn't matter. But no, I've never done a match, only like little rumbles here and there.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be one of the first that I do. And hopefully, you know, come out victorious and, you know, people see me and more and they know more about me. They get to know me.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I'm going to try to come down and check that out. I got so much going on, but I talked to my daughter too. She's like, hey, man, you know, there's that ASCW is right there at Dale O's. I'm like, oh, because that's not too far from me. So I'm going to try to come down and check that out. If I do, I'll make sure. Well, I'm going to push it anyways, but I'll make sure, you know, I keep it going. And then we'll try to get you back on after or whatever so we can talk a little bit about that, because I think it's a fairly new company or whatever, so we'll make sure we continue to talk about that. But real quick, for the people that are listeners, don't forget, if you want to check out Príncipe León, big show coming up. It's going to be January 29th. It's the ASCW 8-Man Lucha Tournament. It's going to be at Dello Jiu-Jitsu, which is at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. Make sure you check that out. And then he's going to turn around and come back in February for us on the 27th for UWC Rise and Fall, which is Sunday, February 27th. I'll give you all the information on that. And his change is huge. It's Príncipe León and Uncle Chaz versus Helman Rosecrown and Guy Cool. And I'm telling you, man, it took us a minute to switch everything around and get it. But when we did it, I mean, it really, really made a difference. So Príncipe León, we definitely look forward to checking you out. Hopefully, you know, I'll be able to get down there this weekend, if not for sure on February 27th, because I got big plans. I think it's going to be huge. And I think it's just going to keep moving from there. All right, my friend?
Yeah, also, man, look, I'm going to also be out there on February 18th for Kings of Lucha Libre, and the address is 9830 Baldwin Park in Monte California, or Baldwin Plaza or something like that.
Yeah, I know where that's at. I know exactly where you're talking about.
I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out there again for them, too. So if they miss me one show, there's three shows they can see me. February 18th. They're going to have a special guest as Kalisto.
Yeah, man, you're just well, that's a sign of a good worker, man. When you're wrestling a lot and you're getting a lot of work, that's a sign of a good worker, that they know if they bring you down, you know, you're going to do well and all that. So we definitely look forward to that. So unfortunately, I'm running up against the clock, but real quick for the people listening, don't forget, check out Príncipe León. If you just put Príncipe León in your little search engine up there for Facebook or whatever, all this stuff comes up on there, and he keeps everybody up to date on all the stuff that he's got happening. So make sure you follow him, because, man, he's going to be out of town near you very shortly. So Príncipe León, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We look forward to seeing you out here in California. All right, my friend?
All right. Thank you, Fabi.
All right. You got it. Looking forward to seeing you, man. I think you got something here, bro.
Thank you.
All right. Príncipe León, everybody. We'll be back after this. Hang on. We just keep moving and shaking, but like I said, that Príncipe León, man, it was pretty cool to see him out there in Vegas, and he stood out just from, you could tell he was lucha trained, especially training with guys like Mariachi Loco and stuff like that. They know how to work the crowd and stuff like that, and you could kind of see it in his the way he performed and stuff like that. So that's why we're bringing him down. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. So we definitely look forward to all that coming about. Don't forget, just check out Príncipe León. Before we get to AJ, don't forget Paul's Photos. Paul's Photos, your one-stop shop for all your still photo, video needs. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos. It's at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. If you want to call, you can talk to Mark at 310-375-7014, or you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Paul's Photo for all your photo and video needs. Make sure you check him out. And I'll get to Yards After Contact in a minute. Let's get AJ in here so we can talk real quick about some professionalism and some things like that. So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool to have Príncipe León on. And I always got something on my mind. I always have to have somebody on to talk about it.
Hello?
Hey, AJ, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Good, good to hear. Real quick for the people listeners, don't forget you're listening to UWC Radio, and you can always go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all the latest information. I got AJ Mana with me. AJ, in my whole opening, I did a whole thing about making sure I say AJ Mana. And you say, hey, man, you say AJ Mana, that sounds like bread and whatever. So make sure you say AJ Mana. So, you know, I got a few things I want to talk to you. I wanted to get you on as a co-host because which would keep you on the phone for an hour because there's so much stuff I want to talk about. So I want to talk about a certain thing or whatever. But before we get into that, for the people listening, because it's weird because I have a whole different audience on the this show because all you have to do is just punch it in and you can hear it as opposed to the live show to where I have to make sure it gets out there. So real quick, big match coming up is UWC Rise and Fall. It's Sunday, February 27th at the Metroflex 2.0. It's at 12551 East Carson Street. Make sure you come and check it out. City of Hawaiian Gardens. It's huge. We've been working on it for quite some time now. And AJ Mana, I hate to say step up because it doesn't, I mean, it seems like you're stepping up, but when I talk to Robbie, he's like, now, you know, I've been around, I think I put AJ with me going up against Kayam and Fletcher Fugaz. I think it's going to be a barn burner. Now, like everything else, which we talked about before, I get a lot of positive and I get a lot of negative feedback. Well, you know, blah, 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 but we covered all that. We covered about paying your dues and getting out there. But what I see and what I get a lot of feedback is, they go, you know what, this dude's serious. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? Every time I see him, he's training. If he's not training himself, he's doing strength training with other people. And it looks like he's very driven or whatever. But that's the key, right? Talk a little bit about that. I mean, if you're going to do something, you're going to go 100%, right?
Yeah. To touch on a little bit of the whole stepping up part, I think I've made it emphatically clear that I'm one to step up. But in conjunction with that, not only am I stepping up, I'm here to level up. I'm here to level up my life. I'm here to level up the game. I'm here to freaking level up the competition. I see myself in some sorts of a freaking trailblazer in my own right in that I'm bringing something to the table that hasn't been brought in a very long time in a unique way. And I'm open to the criticism and I'm completely open to anybody to argue that point with me. I'll go head up with anybody.
this is what we talked to. It was funny because Guyam and I were talking when we were doing the live broadcast and we're doing, you know, and at least AJ sees what goes on behind the scenes. You don't just book a venue and do a show. Hey man, you got to promote. You got to get your stuff out there. You have to cut promos. You got to learn to talk on the mic. You have to take your photos and you have to be there. And the guys who do that are the ones that people see. And they say, hey, man, you know, I've seen this guy all over the place. I'm going to go check him out. This guy's serious. You kind of get what I'm saying, AJ?
Well, it goes back to that old school saying, don't talk about it, be about it.
Right,
If this is your life's choice, this is your life's ambition, this wrestling, it's not for show. You know, to a certain extent, it is a show. However, this is a freaking lifestyle. If this is the life that you've chosen, then you need to be all in. You know, you can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You cannot be freaking mediocre about this or it will never work out.
Right. And it's funny because, man, I totally lost my train of thought when you were talking right there. But that's what we were talking about, Guyam and I, because, you know, I do a couple of different podcasts and on my MMA podcast, I can't remember who I had on, but he said, hey, man, and he likened it to the Diaz brothers. He goes, this is why I have so much respect for the Diaz brothers. You know, they could take fights and say, well, I'll fight, and pick and choose and say, well, I'll fight this guy because they know they can beat him or they know that they're not going to give him as hard as time as somebody else. They don't care. They say, I want to go against this guy because I want to test my skills. Why would I? Yeah. You know, there's no shame in losing to somebody who's at the top of their game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I liken that to wrestling. You know what I mean? Even though people know the curtain's been pulled back a little bit or whatever, you know, why would you want to go against Bill Jabroni or whatever? You want the best.
You know what? That's a great point. I had a wrestling coach that said that one time. They were like, you know, if you're facing someone and you just beat them to a pulp, you're freaking throwing them around, you're just beating the hell out of them. You look up and it's like, who did you beat? You know, if there's no competition there, if there's no fight, you know, you haven't beaten anyone. So you can't really fancy yourself a champion if you legitimately haven't beaten anyone worth beating, you know.
Right.
So that's where the competition comes into play. That's why I set the bar high.
It's funny because when Sergio, who was my radio partner for years, when we first started, now we're talking early 2000s, okay, we went to go cover a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu tournament. And it was funny because, you know, if you win, it doesn't back then it didn't say what belt division because it was no gi. It was just a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu tournament, you know, whatever weight. So they would call all the blue belts, and maybe a few people came down. And then they called all the brown belts, and there was maybe like four. And they called black belts, and there was maybe like six. But when they said white belts, that whole bleacher thing empty. It was about 1,000.
Bobby, don't even get me started on that whole belt system, man. I can't tell you how many so-called black belts I've freaking thrown around.
Yeah, but they were they were sandbagging, and, you know, they were doing moves that I could see him, and I go, man, this guy's been training for a long time. But just to get that Gracie, you know, Academy certificate that, you know, they – and I thought, well, what does that say about you as a competitor, right?
Well, my opinion on – okay, so since the age of 12, I've been in martial arts. In conjunction with that, I've been in mixed martial arts. In conjunction with that, I've been a collegiate wrestler all these years. I haven't earned not one belt. Even my own sensei, or as we say in Lama Kempo, our Sifu, he's like, it's time for you to start earning some belts. I don't want any belts. Why don't you want any belts? Well, I might be a little arrogant in saying this. However, there's no gi and there's no belt when the fight goes down. When that when that cage door closes, we're not wearing a gi or a belt. So I don't give a shit, you know, about training to freaking choke someone out with their damn gi. What I'm training to do is take my forearm across that trachea and take them out. So the belt doesn't matter. And I can't tell you how many so-called martial artists I've come across that have been, you know, in excess of brown belt, black belt, red tab or this, red tab or that. And I have freaking literally put my freaking forehead and tested that chest, you know, that power double.
Right.
You know, it's like, dude, your belt don't matter. The historicity behind it, I respect the freaking, the rank structure that it entails. However, I feel that it's become a bit political, and people, they don't respect it as they should. And those that are earning these belts, frankly, they don't deserve them.
A
lot of people out there.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, brings it up kind of true, because I got Jed George is coming on with me after this, and they took this kid out. Was it Joe Henry? I think his name was. Hang on a second. Yeah, Victor Henry. And, man, the commentators were like, oh, this guy doesn't have a chance. The guy he's fighting is from Brazil, and this guy came out and showed no fear. No fear. Went right at the dude, punched him right in the face, and you can see him.
You can't teach tenacity.
This guy came to fight, you know, so it totally threw him off. So I think they get in their own ego in their head, which you can't. You have to be prepared for anybody. That's what we're talking about last night. But anyways, real quick, for the people listeners, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. And I'm talking to AJ Mana, talking a little bit about, you know, what it takes, the way you train is for a specific purpose or whatever. But this is the whole reason why I wanted to get you on and talk to you. Because, you know, I've been in the business for a long time, and I get calls. I talk to different people, and I talk to different promoters and trainers and stuff like that. So without trying to divulge too much, they say, hey, man, do you think this kid, AJ, might not have something? And I go, what do you mean? They go, do you think he can hit the big time? I said, absolutely. They said, well, what advice are you going to give him? I said, as far as, but here's what we're talking about, because I've done it for a few people. I'm going to give you a good example. Joey Chaos, the guy.
Advice being, I should shut my mouth and fall in line.
No,
I'm assuming.
No, not even that. So I had known Joey for a long time. Him and I and his uncle Lester, we came up in the business, you know, together. And he was a skinny kid, you know, good wrestler and all that. And he had his hair kind of growing out, kind of curly hair growing out or whatever. And we talked a little bit about this the other day. And then the next time I saw him, I hadn't seen him in years. And then the next time I saw him, it was a different person. You know, he was super in shape. He had a tan. He dyed his hair blonde. They did all this stuff, and it was just a complete. And I looked at him. I said, "Yeah, man, this guy looks like a superstar, you know, or whatever."
Yeah.
So that's the questions I'm getting for you. We talked a little bit about, you know, old school, Samoan style. You know, with just the tights or the trunks with no shoes or whatever. You're like, dude, I spiked my foot the first time I tried that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So this is what they've been telling me. They said, I said, well, you know, people have come and already taken a look at it. Well, why didn't they take it? I said, dude, it's one of the – I liken it to the NBA. Maybe one out of a million are going to get, you know, to WWE or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So this is what they – and we're just being honest here, bro. We're just being honest. You need to tell that dude to get on the sauce. I'm like, who am I to get – and they said, well, that's what they're looking for now. They want these big, like, comic book character type of guys who – you know,
sounds like the 70s and 80s to me.
Because exactly.
if you take a look at the freaking lineup, you take a look at the have a look at AEW. You're not looking at the big freaking gargantuan monsters anymore. Now you're looking at shoot fighters. I mean, I don't know who's saying this, but all they got to do is turn on their freaking television, and you'll see. There's a lot of freaking shooters out there. I'm not the only shooter. You know, Samoan shooter was a stigmatization that I had coming in. I've since went the route of choosing the name Mana. I kept AJ. Those are my initials. However, I found that there's power behind the name Mana, which means strength and power. It's renowned amongst Polynesian culture. But that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter, when it comes to this whole, and I hear it all the time, all those guys are freaking on the sauce, whatever the hell, it doesn't matter. What matters is, do we appreciate what you are seeing? What you are seeing in this era that you have not seen in previous eras is that MMA style, shoot style wrestling. There's only been a select few in the past that have brought that to the table. Now it's the majority.
Yeah.
So now it even gives me, at my level, not only something to aspire to, but something to surpass. Now I have to raise the bar even higher because I'm competing with other shooters out there.
Right.
And these shooters are your average size man or woman. They're not the gargantuans that he's describing. There's only a few of those, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know.
So no, that's not the gateway into the WWE. It's for those out there listening. Steroids is not the way to WWE. Hard work,
you know,
perseverance.
The way. And you know, I look at somebody like Chad Gable. I mean, that dude is so talented. I mean, and he can mix the shoot style in with the work and everything. And I see him, and I'm like, man, that guy is. And he's not humongous at all. He's just in shape.
Yeah.
But this is what I okay. I'm gonna give you a good example because I had two guys that they got their foot in AEW. Okay, they got their foot in AEW, and they put them on their YouTube channel or whatever. And I told them. They asked me. They said, dude, should we get on the sauce or whatever? I said, look, man, I'm no one to tell you or whatever. You should train in shape. I said, but it's the little things. When you go, dude, have a nice haircut. If you have a beard, trim up your line.
Exactly.
Iron your shirt. You know, I'm not saying you have to wear a suit, but have a nice button-down shirt on so you look professional. And the promoters
freaking
don't say, man,
locker room etiquette.
Exactly. I mean, you go, you know, with the pants and the underwears hanging out and hat to the side.
Man.
They don't take you serious. you know, you go and look like a professional, they're going to take you serious. And they're like, well, you know, that's not my style. And they're like, well, that's my advice to you. I mean, you got to be in shape. I'm not saying you got to get on the sauce or whatever, but you do have to be in shape and just look professional. And they know you're serious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm just kind of stuck with the whole high genetic aspect. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a locker room, and it's like you see folks with their freaking gym bags thrown everywhere. You know, that in and of itself speaks a lot to the character of the individual and how much not only do they respect the venue, but how much they respect themselves. If you're disorganized and you're unclean and you just look like hell, like, how do you expect others to take you seriously if you can't even take your damn self seriously?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the thing was, they were shooting, you know, they kept them for the Wednesday taping, you know, and they put them in the audience. Because remember with the COVID, they would only put the wrestlers out there because they're the only one there. And when I saw him, he just exactly like hat to the side, and you know, and I'm like, dude, you could have. I know it, you know, you're young, but you could have been, you know, nice and mean for people so that they would have known. So, anyways, bottom line, they never asked him back or whatever. But I'm saying, you know, first impressions mean a lot. This is what I'm trying to tell you, or whatever. But anyways, that's why I bring it up, because I get a lot, you know, only because I've been in the business for so many years. So this is what I've taken away from it. No, you don't have to get on the sauce to get where you need to be.
Not at all.
You do need to be in shape, and you just do need to be professional. But I think it's not that
yes.
hard for AJ, because as a former, you know, in being in the military, it's drilled into you, for lack of a better term.
Hey, Marine.
You're going to be that way anyways, right?
I'll be a Marine to the day I die, which means I will PT each and every day. Until the day I die.
So it carries over into your wrestling. You know what I mean? You know, hey, man, we need you neat and clean. We want you. And it does make a big difference. So that's why I wanted to get you on, because once – and it says a lot about you, because once you get to a certain level, people start noticing. And they're thinking, well, I think this guy has a chance. You know, and then everybody comes out of the woodwork with advice. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. So, oh, man.
That's what happens.
It's like that. It's like that old saying. Everyone's opinion is like a butthole. Everyone's got one, and they all stink.
Exactly. But, anyways, well, you know what, man? If they weren't talking, then you wouldn't be leaving an impression. You know what I mean? But you always have these grizzled old vets that say, "Oh, if you would have did this, this would have happened," and all that. But you know, you know what you're doing.
Well, you get in the ring and show me.
Exactly. So, real quick for the people listeners, don't forget, big show coming up. You're here at UWC Radio. We're talking to AJ Mana. Huge match coming up. It's going to be at the UWC Rise and Fall. It's Sunday, February 27th. It's at Metroflex 2.0 at 12551 East Carson Street. Let me tell you something before we get out of here, because I'm running up against the clock. I have been training. I cleaned up my diet. And it's even though it's only been a week, but the reason I have is because I know you're not familiar with Koto Hiro, but this kid, he was kind of a small kid, whatever. He was a really nice kid, very well behaved, just really like what we're talking about. And he stepped up his game. He got shaved, you know. He kind of changed his mask and stuff like that. So he put this out on the social media. Hey man, I'll wrestle anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is. Blah blah blah. Whatever.
Oh.
I said, okay, I'll take that challenge. I'll step up and I'll pay your booking fee. And within minutes, he messaged me and said, I'll take that. And first of all, it caught me by surprise, because a lot of times it's just talk. But props to him, because he made me up my game. I said, man, I haven't wrestled one-on-one in a long time. But he accepted the challenge, no questions asked, didn't ask about money, didn't ask about what match he was going to be in or nothing. He said, let's do it. So to me, that's the mark of a real wrestler. But it lit a fire under me, because I got to get my act together, because I don't want this dude to run circles around me. So it just goes to show how the wrestling world just changes. You never know what's going to happen. So we definitely look forward to the big show for AJ Mana coming up. Real quick, AJ, give me some of your social media so that people can follow you.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all under the plug AJ Mana 101. That's AJ Mana 101.
AJ Mana 101. Yeah, you got to check that out because he puts everything up there, keeps everybody up to date. There's a couple of interviews with us up on there, so make sure you check
that
out. Hey, looking forward to the 27th, man. I think it's going to be a barn burner, and I think we're just going to keep moving and progressing.
Oh, we're going to blow the roof off the freaking place.
Definitely.
Each and every time I step through the freaking curtain, we're blowing the roof off the place. Just know that.
Well, here's the best thing. You're not teaming with me, so you don't have to come out to the Tucanes. This time, I have everybody give me their music so we can give it to Giovanni and make sure we got some. Because it hypes up the crowd, man, so we definitely look forward to that. So,
oh, yeah.
AJ, real soon for the people listening to us, make sure you check out AJ Mana. Just put in your little search engine. Everything comes up on there. He keeps everybody up to date. I'll talk to you real soon. All right, my friend?
Yes, sir. Much love. Much love.
All right, you got AJ Mana, everybody. Make sure you check him out. We'll be right back after this. Hey. That was pretty cool, man, getting some realism going in this show with AJ Mana, talking a little bit about, you know, steroids and getting yourself together and changing your image or whatever. Don't know, don't care. Really don't, honestly. But if that's what you want to do, that's totally on you. You're grown. You can do whatever you want. But what you're saying, you know, about professionalism and as a booker or a promoter, that's what I look for. You know what I mean? I look for professionalism, and you don't have to be this big monster or whatever, but if you're serious about the business and you don't complain, and you're going to get the work, man. So let's get to Chad George real quick so we can talk a little bit, switch gears a little bit, and we can talk about what I wanted to talk about with him, because I got so much going on with him. It's just ridiculous. And that's another person that I like to go to when I have some serious questions. So Hey, Chad,
hello.
It's Fabiano. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out the UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all of this information. And on the line with me right now, this is somebody who I like to go to when I have so many questions and stuff to talk about, Chad George. Chad, how are you, my friend? I haven't talked to you in such a long time.
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got so much I got to talk to you about. But first, before we get into it, I got to tell you, man, I have never seen somebody that just came to fight and said, I don't care who you are and what you are, I'm going to do my thing in Victor Henry yesterday. I mean, it was amazing just to show, hey, man, I don't care if I win or lose, you're just going to leave this cage thinking, I never want to fight that guy again. You know what I'm saying? Did you guys get a lot of that after the show?
Oh man, it's been nothing but love ever since we got back. Even that night, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Well,
you know, we couldn't have asked for a better situation.
Real quick, Before, do you, okay, I know because you're, you know, in the heat of the battle and all that stuff, but after everything's over and you rewatch the fight, do you actually listen or pay attention to the commentary?
Yeah, we do it definitely, you know, but sometimes, you know, we like to focus just on the footage, you know what I mean? Like what's actually happening. But for a fight like last night, we watched it today and it was really cool to hear the love and the comments from, you know, what was being said.
Just the way they were talking, you know, about his opponent. They're like, this guy, you know, he's so aggressive and he's this and that. And by the time that fight was finished, they were like, this guy is amazing. I mean, I've never seen somebody with such good head movement. And it just totally turned it around to, you know, say how good it was. But I mean, you know, I haven't been in this business as long as Chad, but I've been in this business for a long time. But just to see somebody come and not care, that was like the epitome of, I don't care what your game plan is or whatever, this is what I'm going to come and do. And it was done. So that was really cool. I thought that was great. So anyways, I got to tell you, Chad, I got to come and see you. This is what happened. You know, I don't know if you know what went on the mat. But, you know, they had lawsuits going and they had all this stuff happening and, you know, they shut down the shops and all that. The Huntington Beach one is still open. But, you know, Scotty had to shut all his down or whatever. And it's been years, man. It's been like a couple of years that all this has been going on. So probably about 4 weeks ago, I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks ago, I get a call from Scotty. Hey, bro, when are you going to be in Vegas? I'll come down, you know, whenever. Let me know. Well, come on down, dude. I got a new warehouse out here, whatever. Okay, cool. Everything's done. Trying to get everything back together again as far as, you know, getting the shop back and, you know, continue the podcast for On the Mat and everything. Right? Okay, yeah, cool. You good with that? Yeah, I'm cool, man. Okay, well, here's the thing. I need you to go back out and I want you to start, you know, working some of the techniques so that, you know, we could put them on thematt.com. You know, like, okay, let's say go to Chad George's thing with the gi on and say, hey, look, man, I keep getting caught on the bottom. You know, can you show your best technique of how to pass the guard or whatever? You know what I'm saying? So, okay, but you need to train in that gi, man. I keep telling you whatever. So I haven't been doing no gi, nothing for a while. And that first day back, I mean, dude, I got to tell you, I mean, even my hands were sore just from gripping the gi, you know, from just continually, you know, you're always tense or whatever. It took me like 3 days, 4 days to recover. You know what I mean? So real quick for the people listening to us, talk a little bit about that because you're there every day, man. I mean, you're constantly, you know, it keeps your timing and you're just always going or whatever. So can you please stress the importance of, you know, how important is it? If this is what you want to do and you're serious, you need to go out. What's the most, at least three days a week, 4 days a week?
Well, I think if you're going to be serious about it, I mean, you know, you've got to be doing it every day. You know, there's a difference between, you know, people that are just hobbyists, which are completely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But then there's people that are, you know, that are lifelong martial artists, you know, like for guys like for me and the people that have been doing this for a long time, you know, like I can't go a day without it. Because, you know, this is, it's not just something I show up and I do. Like, you know, it's a lifestyle. It becomes the way you actually engage in everything in that life. So, you know, that's, if you're going to make a career out of it or, you know, anything like that, that's what you got to do. I mean, it's kind of sounds silly when a guy says, oh, I'm not going to put the work in this week. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, especially like you said, if you're going to compete or you know, whatever. And I want to talk a little bit about that too, because you being, you know, well, this is my take on it. This is kind of, you know, when the COVID and everything hit, I mean, everything just kind of came to like a complete halt. People were shut down. So a lot of people were just training at home and everything like that. But now that it loosened up a little bit, although who knows what's going to happen now because with all this stuff, the variants and all that. But it seemed like it just went nuts after the COVID was done. I mean, it's huge. I'm a huge fan of Flow Grappling because I like the behind the scenes. I like when they show the guys training and all that. But there's guys now that are like living 5-6 people to a house just so they can go and train at this particular place every day. It has changed, you know, so much. I mean, now, and this is what my question to you, not only do you have to go and work on your jiu-jitsu and work on your submission, but there's like strength and conditioning now and getting your diet together and all that. It's like really come full circle to as a sport to where you really, really have to have your stuff together, right?
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, everything was crazy, you know, like even our, you know, everything was shut down and it's everything started to open up a little bit though, you know, like for example, last night we were at the UFC here in Anaheim and I mean, we were just walking around, no masks. It was kind of uncomfortable being without masks. It's so weird how the dynamic has shifted so much. But it was really, that was the first event that I've been to where we were able to kind of walk around free a little bit and really start seeing an end to this pandemic, or where we're at, I guess they call it the endemic now. But you know, for the guys that have been trying to figure out a way through this, it's been tough. It really has been tough trying to figure out how you're going to stay motivated to train. You know, for the athletes that haven't been able to have fights through all of this, you know, a lot of guys, you know it, where, you know, if they don't have something scheduled, they're not in the gym. And, you know, but for the guys that took this as being a martial artist and constantly improving, you know, a lot of fighters actually took the time and just got better during all of this. They obsessed with the process, and they're coming out of this and being able to do like what Victor Henry did last night.
Yeah, big time. Now, what about yourself? I mean, you know, combat jiu-jitsu champion and all that. What is the future hope for you? Because to me, it seems like it's on fire. You got like Who's Number One, Submission Underground. I mean, there's so many that you can go to now. What is the future hope for Chad George?
So, I mean, it's tough, you know, because every day I want to compete. I see all these events happening. I'm like, man, I want to get out there. And, you know, to be honest, the reality is that I'm going to be 40 years old this year. You know, I'm not getting younger. You know, the competitive drive is still in me. But right now, my main priority is my family. You know, I had a son who's almost 10 now. You know, that's a big change in my life. I'm getting married this year. You know, and I've got tons of guys fighting all over the place now. And trying to find time for myself to train has been difficult. But, you know, my focus is just shifted a little bit. I'm not saying I'm not going to compete this year, because, like, again, every time I see an event, I'm like, man, I want to get in that. And I train for a day, and then I'm being sent out somewhere else across the country to go coach. So it's just we'll see.
That's a good point. I mean, it goes to what I'm saying. Hey, yeah, you want to compete, but man, I don't want to get started and then have to take off a week because I got to go here. And then I don't want to, you know, neglect my fighters or the people that I have going out there. So it's a balance, you know, that you have to adhere to. But, Gordon Ryan is gonna take on Wagner Rocha pretty soon. Gordon Ryan at the top of his game, you know, but it seems like Wagner Rocha, he's got the experience. He's been around for a long time. I don't think there's anything that he hasn't seen or whatever. So give me your thoughts on that. I mean, is it better somebody who's at the top of their game, younger, or the even though he's a little bit older, the more experienced guy that's seen everything, and he knows if I see this, I'm going to do this or whatever. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, it's difficult. You know, jiu-jitsu is a little bit different than fighting. You know, fighting or even combat jiu-jitsu is a little bit different than jiu-jitsu, because jiu-jitsu you can play a different game, slow down a little bit, a little more strategy. But at the same token, when you got a guy like Gordon Ryan, who's just an absolute specimen when it comes to the sport of jiu-jitsu or the art of jiu-jitsu, he's different. And, you know, there is a size difference as well. So not only is he younger, he's bigger. And, you know, he's got a really interesting understanding. And I think that matchup favors Gordon.
Yeah, I think that's the majority. But it somebody made a good point on one of my other shows that it says a lot about Wagner Rocha, because even if he does, you know, for lack of a better term, I hate to say that, but lose or whatever, hey, man, he's testing himself against the best. He's not going to say, well, I'm going to go take on this guy in this fight because I know I can beat him, or I know I'm more experienced than him and or whatever. But, you know, when you say, hey, I'm stepping up and I'm going to go against this guy, there's no shame. But it's funny because I read Dan Gable's biography, and he said, I always told my wrestlers, I don't care if you win or lose. I just want that guy to go off the mat saying, I never want to wrestle that guy again or whatever. So for me, it seems like that – yeah, that's what it's all about. If he goes out there and gives him a good fight, and Gordon Ryan comes out and says, man, that was a lot more than I expected or whatever, and earns that respect, that's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, when you're competing, you want to make sure that you're competing at the best version of you possible. And you want to make yourself so separated from everyone else that they don't want to compete against you again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That as long as you get the, and it I get this so many times about, you know, UFC is getting like boxing because these guys can pick their fights and blah, 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 whatever. And I said, well, and that's going to go on. It's up to the fighter. Hey, man, I'm going to go after this guy because I want to be the best and I want to test my skills or I want to get out of my comfort zone or whatever. So it does speak to a lot of that. But real quick for the people listening to us, you're here at UWC Radio, and we're talking to Chad George. Don't forget, if you want to go check out California Mixed Martial Arts, I highly recommend that you go down and check it out. It's at 1617 West Rosecrans Avenue in Gardena, California. You could do it all there. I know, did you guys still have the Monday wrestling class over there with
No, we've changed a lot, so we really don't have an open format schedule since COVID. But we do have our classes going on. We have all of our group classes for people that want to come and learn from all skill levels. But the open drop-in format we really don't have anymore. We just trying to do our part with our protocols in place.
And so, do you still have the one in Southgate as well?
No, that went different directions. And so, I mean, we're just at the Gardena location where, you know, where everything has been really making a lot of magic.
Yeah, and it's changed lots because I went there when you first had, I think you were only open a couple of weeks when we went down there with the radio show. And, I mean, it's changed. You know, you've done so much construction and everything with it to bring it to where you can go and train whatever you need, boxing, Muay Thai, you know, jiu-jitsu and everything. It's a whole place. So definitely want to go check it out. Again, real quick, it's California Mixed Martial Arts. It's at 1617 West Rosecrans Avenue in the city of Gardena. I'll have Chad give that phone number at the end here, so that in case you want to write that down, give him a call and let him know what's going on. Now, I see. Are you kind of getting into my stuff over here? Tell me a little bit about this Savage Hour podcast.
Oh man, also it's been that long since we've talked, huh?
Yes.
I started the Savage Hour podcast. Actually, it's been about 2 years now. So we're I'm doing it's all mindset development, talking about overcoming obstacles and using the things in front of us to project us even further. You know, that's really what it is. And we talk about, things that might happen in the sport or, eventually I need to get back to doing my interviews, bringing people on and talking about, how they overcame obstacles and how it's gotten them, to where they are in life. So that's the Savage Hour is really about. It's just mental development, the mindset of a champion.
Yeah. Now, where can the people go if they want to hear that?
So the Savage Hour podcast is available on pretty much all the streaming platforms everywhere, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Yep, you got it.
That's perfect. Sorry, just putting that down. Hey, so I highly recommend that you go check that out or whatever. Chad's been in the business for a long time. I don't think there's anything that he hasn't done or seen in this business because, to come – it's funny because just to see that – and I'm not – I don't want to – what's the word I'm looking for? For lack of a better term, the maturity or whatever. Because before, you're just a beast. You're looking for a fight, and you just want to fight, and you want to go fight here. And then as you blossom, man, I see this guy who owns a gym, and he's got a family now, and he's doing a podcast. And it's good to give back, so you know what I'm saying. That you've seen and done it all. So it's not like you don't know what you're talking about. You're coming from experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. It's been, it's been a long road. Now I really want to spend time being able to give back kind of what the martial arts is, right?
At
a certain level, it's really about giving back to the up and coming or the people that need it most. And that's really what I'm excited about now, being a leader for, my son, my students, the academy that I have now, and on all the athletes that I'm working with. It's really important to make sure that, I help them as much as I can. And, and it's great because with the podcast and all the other things that I'm doing, I'm able to get a chance to help other people as well. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You have a vehicle to get it out there or whatever, and that's what it's all about. Well, I just have to be honest. I do a lot of pro wrestling stuff or whatever, but the jiu-jitsu community has always been like a family. And, we always say lifestyle or whatever, but, it truly has been something that I was happy, to get into because, when I was working for Tap Out, the when they sold out or whatever, Ed Soares called me like within a week and said, hey, bro, why don't you come over here with us at Sinister? You know, we'll take care of you or whatever. And then when he ended up selling Sinister, I don't even think it was 3 days. And Scotty Nelson called and said, bro, come over here to On the Mat, dude. We'll take care of you, whatever. So it's been a steady, like, you know, like a family type of thing or whatever. So it's good that you have a vehicle like that to get it across of how, you know, how it all came to be and people stick together or whatever. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Even though I'll get choked out by an 8-year-old girl with the gi on, hey, man, I'm still in it or whatever. Real quick, because we're running up against the clock. I don't know. Is it in your mind? Because I've always been, I've wrestled forever. I've been a high school wrestling coach for 6 years or whatever, but you put that goddamn gi on me, and for some reason I start panicking, and I'm thinking, well, they're gonna grab this or whatever, is it a mind thing? Because Dela O always tells me, dude, you got to stop that. When you stop worrying about that, that's when you're gonna be able and listen to what I do. You're gonna be able to progress. But give me your thoughts on that. Is that what it is? A mindset?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of guys get uncomfortable in the gi until they're comfortable, right? And that goes with anything new to us. Especially when you're wrestling for so long. And, you know, I tell my guys that don't want to get in the gi, I said, look, then don't try to do gi stuff. Just put a gi on and practice your no gi in the gi, but go against, you know, gi guys. And eventually you'll start to like it. And if you're a real martial artist, then your objective is to conquer things that you don't like. And that's what the gi does. I think the gi is really important. You know, a lot of my guys try to fight me on it, but I just keep doing it and keep putting yourself in uncomfortable situations until they become comfortable.
That's what Scotty says. He says, man, you just keep working in that gi. He goes, once you get it down, everything's going to be easier. It's just going to be easier. Yep. You just got to keep doing it, got to get used to it or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's what he says, the same thing too. Once you just relax and you know, it just keep doing it, you'll be fine or whatever. But, you know, the older Mexican men, they panic or whatever. But anyway, also too, for the people listeners, if you go down and check out CMMA over there in Gardena, I really like the merch. A lot of us are like, oh, that's pretty cool or whatever. Do you have somebody help you with that? Or you just say, look, man, I have this in my mind. I like this. Let's put this out. Tell me a little bit about that merch.
Actually, believe it or not, I designed it all myself.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so my background before I got into all this stuff was in design. I had an art studio, and that's what I did. I actually did that as a profession for many years. So when I was able to start doing my own stuff, it just made it easy. I don't have to tell people what I want. I can just design it and push it out right after I do it.
Yeah, it's cool. So for the people listeners, if you go down to the CMMA out there in Gardena, it's got some cool merch and all that over there too, so make sure you check it out. Well, I don't have, you know, my radio partner Sergio anymore because he moved on to bigger, better things. This man got promoted. He works in the oil field, so he bought a nice house out in Hemet. He's smoking cigars and drinking brandy all day. So I have this other kid that's been working with me for a while. His name is Luis, because I'm 56 years old now. I can't, you know, do what I used to do or whatever. So when we go down and do these techniques and put them on onthemat.com, I use him. So we definitely want to come down to CMMA, do a live broadcast, get some techniques on video so that we can send it to onthemat.com. So we definitely will be coming down to see you pretty soon. All right, my friend?
Yeah, man, I would love it. Let me know, and we'll set it up.
Yeah, definitely. So for the people listening, don't forget, check out California Mixed Martial Arts. It's at 1617 West Rosecrans Avenue in Gardena, California. Can you give the phone number to the dojo real quick so that people can get that down?
Yeah, for sure. Well, you can follow us on social media at CMMA Fitness on Instagram. And then 310-756-6501 is our phone number. And, come on down and learn some martial arts.
6501. Okay, perfect, man. Hey, I'll be in touch. Definitely going to come down and check out CMMA. Go down there. I'm telling you, man, take a couple of classes. You'll be so glad that you did. Always been cool with us, man. Always been hospitable. So we appreciate that. And we're going to come down and check you out real soon. Chad George, everybody, make sure you come down and check him out. I'll see you real soon. All right, my friend?
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you, man. It's been such a long time. We'll be right back after this. Chad George, everybody, make sure you check him out. always good to talk to Jed. George, make sure you check him out over there at CMMA. So big thanks to him. And, of course, AJ Mana and Principe Leon. Make sure you check them all out. We'll see everybody back here next Sunday as the show gets closer. We'll divulge a little bit more information of what we got going on. So make sure you check us out here at UWC. We'll see everybody here next Sunday. UWC and UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com.